I'd love to be the voice behind audiobooks. And lo and behold, we know the person who is doing Tamia Toke's Stuck and Shared, a short erotic swinger and hot wife story.
Her blonde hair is loose around her shoulders, which gives her an innocent look. Her husband, on the other hand, seems to be very dangerous. His hair is spiky, and his trousers look like they were made of some very tight fabric.
Okay, do you think you could accurately describe the fabric of that gentleman's trousers?
I don't know if I accurately could.
Oh, so you don't want to do this?
Oh no, I could do that. You read what she read? I could do it. Yeah. I could do it. Yeah.
But you don't. Is this what you want? Is this the milieu you want to get into?
I don't know if this is exactly what I want to get into. We will see. It's a little erotic.
Well, we know. Well. Yeah, I would hope it's more than just a little erotic. So you want to do mainstream.
Yeah, just like regular stuff. Like narrating a self-help book, that would be right up my alley.
But you know, Lindsay, there's a lot of people who went to Hollywood with the dreams of becoming the next A-list movie actor. And some of them did. But where did they all start?
Yeah, they all start here.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow. Why should it be any different than with audiobooks that you don't have to start in porn?
Well, that's a good point.
We'll ask the person that we know, because Lexi is actually the person who is the voice behind this erotic short story. And what are you doing right now, Lexi?
I'm actually in the middle of recording another one right now, too.
Oh, cool.
No way.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole series for this lady.
Wow. So what's this one called? Because I was looking at your library, and one of them is called A Special Cup of Coffee.
Okay, so that A Special Cup of Coffee, that's just the teaser. Did you buy the book?
No, we were just playing audio samples.
Yeah.
I didn't actually record A Special Cup of Coffee. I have a feeling that she's going to ask me to, though. And I don't know the story behind it. I only recorded like a clip of it as a tease at the end of the other stories.
Okay, how did that tease go?
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me open it. And you happened to catch me right as I was sitting at my computer recording stuff. So
hot right now. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing jammy pants and a sweatshirt, and I haven't brushed my teeth yet. So if you think that's sexy, okay.
It's
let's see
so
here.
Hot. There's probably stuck little chunks shared. Of breakfast stuck in her teeth right now. on something that only a special cup of coffee can shake loose. Yes, please continue, Lexi.
So we don't get actual pornography in this. It's just like she sets the tone for the story. Would you like me to read some of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. A special cup of coffee. Don't worry. This is for me, too. Is that supposed to comfort me? Very promising. I try to pull on the restraints, but he has me tied up tightly. My heart is pounding, and I can't see a thing because of the blindfold. All I can do is wait helplessly until he figures out his next move, wondering how could I have gotten myself into this mess. Do you want me to keep going?
This isn't about coffee at all. Where's the coffee?
Where's the coffee? Where's the mug?
I have a feeling that they probably meet for the coffee, and this is what ends up happening.
What makes the coffee so special?
Why is it special? There's a weird creamer in it. Now tell us about the special cup of coffee.
Seriously,
she ends up tied up. She goes home with a stranger, and she ends up doing bandage.
In a world of already fairly special coffees, I expected this coffee to be extra special.
What is this? P.S. Pumpkin spice?
I think that the special coffee was that he invited her up for coffee, and they ended up, I believe, this is a three-part series, this whole special cup of coffee, and a lady goes to a bar and meets the bartender and goes home with him for a special cup of coffee, and they end up doing the bondage.
I see. Okay.
He ties her up, and it's all about her being tied up, but not really knowing his name and wondering, you know, if she should continue until she starts, like, really enjoying it, and then she's all right with it.
Maybe that's what makes it so special, in that there it is, it's on the table, but she can't reach it because she's tied up.
Also, she can't see anything because she's blindfolded.
Right.
I know that much about this story.
She can smell the coffee.
But there's no conclusion to the special cup of coffee because I haven't recorded that one.
Okay.
It's Folgers.
Stuck and Shared about the couple stuck in the elevator. And I have recorded another one where it's Valentine's Day and she's going to go meet a blind date. And she ends up picking up a guy on the side of the road whose car has broken down. And, of course, they end up, you know, doing it. And then she realizes after the fact that that guy is actually her blind date. They all have a twist ending.
What a cool twist.
They are hot. and would be a perfect match. We've talked about trying new things out, a.k.a. having a foursome with another couple.
All right, that's Lexi. A clip from Stuck and Shared, a short erotic swinger and hot wife story. And when Lindsay learned that Lexi was doing this, Lexi, who also does weekends here on the radio station, has been a personality in this market for a while. You were very interested.
Yeah, because I was just thinking the other day, I want to get into doing audiobooks, but Fuchs says that I'm going to have to do porn or erotic fiction first. Is that true, Lexi?
Frankly, this is more fun than the other stuff. I just also recorded a book about starting your own clothing boutique, which was really boring unless you're starting your own clothing boutique.
Right.
But this sexy stuff is actually, you know, she writes a story. It's fun to voice. You get to act a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've done some other books. I did a Christian romance novel.
You did?
Oh.
I did.
And
yes.
Then this, that the holy cup of coffee?
Along the whole.
Might be.
Which we now know that coffee is allowed.
What? Yeah, it's allowed. It's allowed.
No, hot drinks are still not allowed. Oh, and that's that would be the sequel. The hot drink
the hot
that was
drink.
Not allowed. The
not
forbidden
Mormon
hot drink.
Romance novel. They're allowed to have coffee.
All right, we got to go. We're thrilled with your new career choice. It sounds like you don't have to start in porn. Lexi just likes to perform in porn.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm not going to take my clothes off and do it, but I'll say the words into the microphone anytime. Well, I'm available for hire.
Yeah, awesome.
You could actually take your clothes off and do it, and it actually wouldn't be pornographic.
No one would know. Not going to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. I'm not going to shower or brush my teeth before I start.
But, you know, you can be sure that the people who are listening to your work, they do have their clothes off. So there's that.
Hopefully, yeah. Like, hopefully it's good enough that, yeah, exactly.
All right.
If you need me to record anything else sexy into a microphone for you, you just let me know.
Okay.
Thank
you. We're just going to enjoy ourselves a special cup of coffee, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you, Lexi.
Thanks, Lexi.
Love and kisses. Bye, guys.
Tamia Tokes is the name of the author, T-I-M-E-A Tokes, if you want to get a sample of some of Lexi's work. I don't think we got to any secrets of the audio voice narration business. We just talked about a special cup of coffee.
Got a little sidetracked there.
Worth it for me.